From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The African Union says Islamist gunmen attacked its main base in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, and killed three AU soldiers and a civilian at the mission. The AU also says five militants are dead. The Islamist group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility. The father of the Jordanian pilot captured by the self-described Islamic State this week is appealing to the militants to remember that his son is a Muslim too. He spoke to reporters in Jordan, remarks interpreted by the BBC.
He's a guest of Syria's Islamic State. I ask them in the name of God, and I ask with the dignity of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to receive him as a guest and treat him well.
Islamic State militants claim to have shot down the pilot's warplane over Syria, but U.S. Central Command says it has no evidence to support the claim. Drone enthusiasts in Britain are getting a heads up. The government is warning those who use drones recklessly could face stiff fines. It comes as drones become an increasingly popular Christmas gift. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more from London.
Britain's Civil Aviation Authority warns that recreational drone users must follow strict rules or face fines. The regulations say people cannot fly drones over congested areas or near buildings without permission. The maximum fine could be nearly $8,000. Earlier this month, investigators revealed that a drone came within 20 feet of crashing into a plane landing at London's Heathrow Airport. In the United States, the Federal Aviation Administration has issued a similar warning. The FAA created a safety video warning people about the do's and don'ts of flying drones. This is becoming a greater concern as drones become cheaper and more popular. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
2014 is the year of the automotive recall. Carmakers recalled more than 60 million vehicles this year. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports that's nearly twice the previous record.
In a normal year, recall-wise, you'd have 20 million or so safety-related recalls. The previous record was in 2004 when the industry recalled 30.8 million cars, trucks, and SUVs for defects. That record was topped earlier this summer. Sean Kane is a safety advocate and researcher. He says our cars are getting more sophisticated, but the way we deal with recalls isn't.
We have a very sophisticated electronic systems coming into our cars, and we're resolving many of those electronic problems by trying to notify people by U.S. mail.
Our car buyers haven't been deterred. Analysts are expecting 2014 car sales to reach pre-recession levels. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Signs today that Japan's economy, the world's third largest, continues to weaken. The Japanese government reports industrial output fell 0.6% last month, and retail sales dropped 0.3%. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's government is expected to unveil a stimulus package tomorrow. This is NPR. A lot of skiers and ski resorts in the Colorado Rockies are enjoying the benefits of a winter storm that's dumping about a foot of snow in higher elevations. Not so for European ski resorts in the Alps. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports there's been no snow recently, and Russian tourists are staying away because of economic woes.
France, Austria, and Switzerland are home to some of the most coveted ski slopes in Europe. But this year, unseasonably warm temperatures have prevented the skiing season from getting into full swing. Only 40 of some 200 skiing stations have opened across France. To top it off, Russian tourists, a staple of French ski resorts in recent years, are staying away due to tensions with the West over Ukraine and the falling ruble. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Burgundy, France.
Russian President Vladimir Putin informed his government ministers today they won't be able to take their usual time off for the New Year holiday. Most Russian employees take off from January 1st through the 12th. Putin told his ministers they can't afford such a long holiday. Russia's currency, the ruble, has lost about half its value over the course of this year. Pope Francis used his Christmas Day speech in St. Peter's Square to focus on victims of violence, particularly in Syria and Iraq, and he denounced what he called the brutal persecution of religious and ethnic minorities. Addressing tens of thousands who gathered in St. Peter's Square, Francis said, "There are so many tears this Christmas." I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。